There's a store not far from my house that has a sign in big letters in front of the escalator directing shoppers to the different departments. It says that downstairs you'll find women's, but upstairs you'll find men's and children's. Unfortunately, the sign doesn't have a single apostrophe. It says women's, W-O-M-E-N, no apostrophe S, men's, M-E-N, no apostrophe S, and so on. Oops. I have a theory that this particular error is getting more common because of the increasing popularity of terms like farmer's market and teacher's college written with no apostrophes. But I have no problem with those. They're different in a very important way. Farmer and teacher and worker and most other nouns form their plurals the regular way by adding S. But man, woman, and child, along with quite a few other nouns, have irregular plurals. The plural of man is not man's, but men. The plural of woman is not woman's, but women. The plural of child is not child's, but children. These irregular plurals aren't limited to people. Goose, deer, mouse, fish, and many other nouns form their plurals by some way other than just adding S. But man, woman, and child are the most relevant to a discussion about punctuation because we just have a lot more occasion to talk about the women's department and men's shoes than we do of, say, the geese's department or mice's shoes. Now, shifting back to those regular forms like farmer and teacher. When you want to show plural possession, say, for example, to say that all the farmers attending a town hall meeting had the same complaint, you would say the farmer's complaint and you would write it F-A-R-M-E-R-S apostrophe. That's how you form a plural possessive. First you add an S to make it plural, then you put an apostrophe after the S. But in terms like farmer's market, some people feel that the word farmers isn't there so much to show possession as it is working as an adjective. That is, instead of telling us who owns the market, the word farmers is really just describing the market. That's one interpretation, and it may not be how you see it, but it is an accepted form in English. So depending on the context and the meaning, farmer's market could have no apostrophe. It could have an apostrophe after the S to indicate that it belongs to the farmers, or it could even have an apostrophe before the S if it belonged to just one farmer. It's that farmers, F-A-R-M-E-R, apostrophe S, market. Children, men, women, and geese don't work that way. If you were to use one of these plurals as an adjective, you'd get the children department, men fashions, women accessories. You don't have to know the first thing about grammar to know that doesn't sound right. So people put an S at the end and figure that it looks okay without an apostrophe, probably because of all the times they've seen farmers market without an apostrophe. But it's not okay, because while there are such things as plural farmers, there's no such thing as plural children's. The only time an S ever goes at the end of children is when it's forming a possessive. Therefore, children's shoes, men's fashions, and women's accessories must always have an apostrophe before the S. Fewer and fewer people seem to understand this lately, if my subjective experience is any indication. So we may well see forms like women's and men's evolve without apostrophes. But in the meantime, this is still a bona fide mistake, and it's one you don't want splashed all over the wall of your department store.